Being a new parent is hard, and we at WEAA had some questions about some of the approaches for parents of young children. And Maryland Family Network has agreed to offer up some advice and suggestions. I'm Ayanna Dene, and I recently spoke with Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network.
Back to school time is almost here, and your little one is ready for kindergarten. The transition from pre-K or childcare to kindergarten is a big one. That's why we've invited Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network to help parents make the transition a smooth one for your child and yourself. Doug, how can we start planning for this big change?
You can start by talking to your childcare provider. She's been through this before and is probably already talking to some of the children about what to expect. Ask about what is being communicated to the students so you can reinforce those messages at home.
The unknown is often what scares us the most. Are there other ways to calm those fears in young children before the big day?
Contact the new school ahead of time so you're ready to answer your child's questions. Who will be in my class? What will my teacher look like? The school should have visiting days just for this reason. Visit the school beforehand with your child. It will be a great way to check out the classroom, meet the teacher, and maybe even meet some of their new friends. Remember also to practice your new morning schedule and different bedtimes in your household, because that can be hard on everyone.
You could also spend a Saturday exploring the playground and walking around outside on the school grounds. That way, it won't be such an unfamiliar place on the first day, and when they see the fun parts, your child may actually start to look forward to it.
Absolutely. Most of all, be encouraging. Your child may be in the big kid school now, but they still need you.
And try to enjoy it. This is only the first of many first days to come. Thanks, Doug.
The first 5 years is made possible with major support from M&T Charitable Foundation. For more information, visit MarylandFamilyNetwork.org.